from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sportsbook on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Final hour of Ben Woods on a Thursday, but don't forget, we still stick around for the roundtable coming up at 10 o'clock. If we have time this hour, Woods, you sent us an ESPN piece by our friend Jesse Rogers earlier today, and I thought this was just like, what if speculation, but he says that Major League Baseball actually is discussing it after all the changes they've already made.
Are you surprised?
That there's an actual move afoot that they could be mandating 6 innings from starting pitchers. Mandating them.
Please don't wreck your car out there if you're listening to this while you're driving. Please don't. Why would you do this? You have to carry the football 40 times a game. What is it? Like, if you ever played fantasy football in the last 10 years, game's changed, yeah? Right? You used to. I drafted Marshall Faulk and won the league, right? Now you have to have Marshall Faulk, his backup, and his backup because you don't know who's going to get the lion's share of the touch. This is what it reminds me of. If the NFL came out and said, We have to have our stars on the field more. You have to hand your ball off to your running back 40 times a game. LeBron has to take 60% of your shots. Stop telling me how I can win baseball games in 162. I got 162 games I got to manage, and now you're telling me I have to go with my starter for 6 innings?
Well, we can go through some of the details a little bit later. Stop. But I will say,
I'm going to ask the skipper about
that,
it tomorrow.
That the rules changes that were implemented, the pitch clock, the bigger bases.
They're good for us. They're good for us,
but
the viewer.
What they did is they've made baseball look more like it did.
Correct.
You know, when we were growing up.
Correct. They absolutely have. I think they've worked, but I think you still
but
have.
But isn't that what this would do, too? Pitchers going deep into games was what we are used to, what used to always happen. And now, starting pitching's a 5-inning stint max, sometimes less than that with openers, and now they act like they're relievers. They come
in.
How
hard were guys throwing in the '80s?
Somebody throws hard as they can for 3 innings and bring someone else in.
That's the thing, man. And also, you know, you're talking about teams with. I mean, what did he know? What did you know? Just say Nathan Eovaldi is a $20 million a year starter. Hey, man, you have to go 6 innings, and you have to do it every fifth day.
Terrible.
It just doesn't make any sense. I mean, Blue Meanie says the recent changes are good. I agree with you. It's a better viewing experience for me. It's really good at a 6:40 game when I got to get my ass to bed and I don't have to stay up till 11, come in here and talk about it, get up at 4 a.m. But River Ryan, who just blew out his elbow the other day and is going to get Tommy John, said, it's the pitch clock. I don't know what it is. But I've heard he's not the first player to say, hey, man, these rules are kicking our ass a little bit. We're not quite ready for it yet. Jesse did say, look, yeah, it sounds radical, but is it? And they would also ramp up for a few years, right? One more point of context that is in the story. If the league ever adopted this, it would give teams, players several years to prepare, change training habits before implementing. I guess there's a couple different questions. You should, in my, I guess, false view, every pitcher should be preparing to go as much as he can. Yes? Like,
well,
if you're a starting pitcher, your preparation should try, hey, I want to be a guy that can go, six, seven
going
innings.
Deep is still a valuable skill.
100%.
Listen to Mike Schilt. Listen to any manager talk about it.
Save it.
And, you know, the ability to rest a bullpen, not overtax your relief guys, it's incredibly valuable. Guys who are innings eaters, you're still looking for those guys.
100%.
The problem is, if I'm one of those guys, if I'm a starting pitcher in Major League Baseball, and I know I get paid for getting outs and getting strikeouts, and they don't really care that I only threw five innings. Right. Blake Snell, still getting paid, though he threw a no-hitter. But for the most part, six-inning guy max. You're going to go as hard as you can. You're not going to save anything in the first, second, and third inning and risk getting lit up because you're not throwing your best stuff just to try to go deeper into the games. Why? Because if you do get lit up, you get sent to the minors. You don't get the big contract. You throw really well and only go five innings, they don't care. They're going to give you the big money anyway. So there's no incentive for the pitchers to really try to throw deep into the games.
Let me answer Adrian's question quickly, and we'll get to the Rhino report. If my pitcher goes out and gets rocked for 85 pitches through three innings, he's still got to go out for three more? No. No, he does not. It's not
at least one more.
At least one more.
Well,
I think,
they say some instances where a starter would be allowed to leave early might include 100 pitches, give up four or more earned runs. So if you just don't have it, they could take you out after four runs, or you get injured, but then they'd have to put you on the injured list so you can't just fake injuries to take pitchers out of the game.
I just don't know. It doesn't seem feasible to me. It just doesn't seem feasible. Do I miss the days of pitchers going out and gutting it out for 8-9 innings? Yeah, man, I like that for sure. Do I like a pitcher going out and throwing 6 innings of keeping us in a ball game and then having the ass come in to shut it down? You know, Adam, Scott, Suarez. Yes, I like that too in the playoffs. You know, I love having an ass in the playoffs to go out and get big, big outs throughout the playoffs. And we'll see how that works if we make it. You know, but I just doing all of these things to these managers where you're now telling me I got to leave Ben Higgins in to get three outs. You have to face three. Yes, it's the loogies, the left-handed, you know, one guy out. Those guys slowed the game of baseball down. But how many times did you really see it? I mean, stop messing with the strategy. I got to get through 162 of these, man. You got to help me out here. I got to manage my way through 162 of these. And then maybe the playoffs. Now you're going to put more sanctions on me? I mean, some people would argue, if you're Mike Schilt, you're like, well, hell yeah, now I can sit back and relax for the first few innings. No, you still got to monitor them. You can still pull them after a certain amount. Stop messing, I think, with the strategy of management. It's just crazy to me. Like, it's just not something, I don't think it's something you can enforce.
Feels like a topic that's going to be sticky for a while.
I do. I think so,
too. If this is really being discussed in Major League Baseball. But interesting stuff.
I just don't understand the point, too. I just really don't understand the point. Is it so bad in baseball that you look at and you say, yeah, this has got to change. Just too many guys getting taken out in the third. You know, too many guys are leaving in the fourth. I don't know. But I don't know. And Ceasefire says maybe it's a strange way of trying to limit Tommy Johns in order to go six. You'd have to throw less max effort over a full season. Still seems very strange. Yeah, I don't know what... I'll tell you this, Ceasefires. I can promise you, Rob Manfred's not worried about the health of the pitchers. Rob Manfred is worrying about game time, length of game. That's his number one. If he could get baseball games down to an hour and 20 minutes, he would do it.
I think Callie's All Day makes a great point. If they ever did this, since you would never need more than three innings of bullpen in a single game, you probably could get by with less relievers, and you go with a six or a seven-man rotation. Hey, you're only going to pitch once this week, so we know you're going at least six this inning. And pitchers would build up innings by going deeper in their games, but they pitch less often as well. Is that an unintended consequence where you're not
seeing
your star pitchers on the mound as often because, well, you know you have to pitch them six or seven, so we're going to put them on the mound less often?
Yeah, this is great. Matt says, I don't mind them incentivizing six innings. Like, you lose your DH or something, but to mandate it is absurd. Yeah, man, that's... I could probably be convinced in that, even though I still think that's a little bit weird, but I that's better than you have to do this. And I'm sure Mike Schilt doesn't want any more mandates. We already know how he feels about the three-batter minimum. I think most managers feel that way as well, and that's a tough watch.
Pauly, running a little behind here, but if you want to get us started at least on the Rondo Report, go for it.
And get things started here with our edition, today's edition of the Rondo Report.
Now tuned into the greatest.
Welcome to the Rondo Report with Paul Rindel.
Hi, Paul.
All right.
Two stories from the world of sports that we haven't gotten to yet.
We'll start off in Major League Baseball.
And one story that you didn't know you needed.
Are you laughing, biatch?
It's the Rindel Report.
Hey, Paul, how you doing?
Okay, how are you?
On 97.3 The Fan.
Are you ready to bless the mood? I need some help, please.
That was good.
Can I get a
All right.
All right, indeed. All right.
Morning, my friends.
Morning, buddy.
So, saw a clip going around yesterday of Greg Maddux and Barry Bonds. And I go, what this? And it was a clip from an upcoming documentary. MLB Network has a new doc coming out on Greg Maddux. And it is called, as this page refreshes here, it's coming out on Sunday, August 25th. It's called One of a Kind. And it's going to be all about Greg Maddux, which is one of the most elite pitchers of all time. He was so fun to watch. And so this clip that was going around, they actually posted two clips, but the one with Barry Bonds and Greg Maddux. So they had them in separate locations, yep, at separate times. Picture each of them sitting in a chair by themselves, and they're handed an iPad. And it was an at-bat of Greg Maddux pitching to Barry Bonds in 1998. Now, spoiler alert, Bonds hit it over the wall.
Yeah.
As he did many times.
750 times or whatever.
Six times, whatever it was. So there was a back and forth, and it's them taking you through the at-bat from the pitcher's point of view and from the hitter's point of view. Here is a snippet of that clip that was going around, and just enjoy.
Pretty good cutter that beat him. I'm feeling okay about throwing that pitch.
So he's going to try to float a changeup or some of that little floater away. Because he thinks I'm going to speed up because they jammed me.
The cutter beat him, so I thought he would speed up. I threw a changeup, and he spit on it. I mean, that's a pretty good changeup right there, and it was an easy take for him.
I didn't even try. I just knew it. And now we're playing chess. He knows he can't beat me inside.
Experience has taught me that he's probably looking in. Back then, I didn't know it.
And most of the time, I was always waiting for that 92 in back over the plate so I could catch him. And I'm just praying for it.
Bonds hits one high to right field and deep.
And there it goes. Can't come in the well twice, buddy. You just can't do it. And Greg knows, because I always have this saying, you cannot come in a penthouse without an invite.
I mean, that's a good pitch, believe it or not. It's an executed pitch, but obviously it's a wrong pitch to throw. That's one you got to put in the memory bank and try not to ever throw it right there again to him. I mean, he's the best in baseball, and you can't make it easy for him. That's the pitch he wants to hit, so you have to make him hit something other than that.
I think that was when I finally said, I got you now.
It's unreal, man. I watched it 10 times.
I saw that clip and I go, I am all
somebody,
the way in.
Somebody put in the chat and they summed it up perfectly. This was baseball erotica. That's exactly what that was. And I could watch 10 hours of great hitters and great pitchers doing this exact same thing. And
genius idea.
It just, it's the only level, too, that this works, by the way. Doesn't work in Little League, doesn't work in high school, doesn't work in adult league, doesn't work in the minors even, really. I mean, MLB, Major League Baseball, is the only league where you can go, all right, I know what he's got. He knows what I like. Here's what I think is going to happen. And I knew the way he spit on this dastardly changeup, Ben, knowing it was coming, was unbelievable.
They remember at-bats the way I remember golf rounds.
That's exactly right. That's exactly
just go
right.
Go all the way back in the memory bank.
That's exactly right.
And just call it up and like, oh, yeah, this is what was going on here.
I loved it.
By the way, I was looking it up just because of our conversation. Greg Maddux, he would go maybe once a year, he wouldn't go six innings.
Right.
Like, he'd have one five-inning outing in April, and pretty much every other start the rest of the year was six, seven, eight, or nine
sure.
for Greg Maddux back in the day.
I mean,
but he was super efficient.
He's a unicorn, too.
And he was a unicorn.
Why don't guys throw like Nolan Ryan did? Well, Nolan Ryan was a unicorn. Why can't guys go the other way like Tony Gwynn? Well, Tony Gwynn was a unicorn. You know, it's what separates the greats from the very mediocre. It's great. I can't wait for that.
August 25th. It's Sunday, 5 o'clock.
Where? MLB Network?
MLB Network. And then they are going to be airing one of Greg Maddux's best starts of his career.
I'm all in.
Unbelievable.
Let's try. I wonder if he'd come on again.
I could try.
Try.
That would be fun.
He was great last time.
They'll play after the documentary. It's May 2nd, 2001. He was going up against the Brewers. He threw a two-hit, 14 strikeout, one walk, complete game, shutout over the Brewers.
It's always my favorite Maddux quote. You've probably heard it a million times, the one about Tony Gwynn.
Sure. Throw him the fastball.
Sometimes hitters can pick up differences in spin. They can identify pitches if there are different release points or if a curveball starts with an upward hump. But if a pitcher can change speeds, every hitter is helpless, limited by human vision. Except for that MF for Tony Gwynn.
So good, man.
All right, we'll move on. I got a baseball video game story here. So last month, College Football 25 came out. A lot of people were very excited about that. It had been 11 years since people got a chance to play that game, and it's been very successful in its relaunch. Now, do you guys remember, this was a computer game, not a Xbox or PlayStation game from the late 90s called Backyard Baseball?
Oh, yeah.
No.
Backyard Baseball.
Don't remember.
Never played it?
Never played it.
It was elite. It came out in 1997.
It's a dark period for me.
It was on Macintosh and Windows. That was the only way you could play it. And it was licensed with Major League Baseball, I guess. Or maybe that just wasn't even a thing yet in the late 90s. But you could play as Barry Bonds, Ken Griffey Jr., and you were on a sandlot field, and they were kids. Yeah, you know, Pudge Rodriguez, I remember, Randy Johnson, and they were just like 12-year-old kids, cartoon kids playing baseball, and then they had their own game characters.
I've never heard of this.
It was a little past my game playing prime, but I do remember Backyard Baseball.
Pablo Sanchez was one of the just regular generic characters. He was like 99 everything.
Yeah,
he was the elite. So I'll put it up on the chat what it looked like. Bring back a little nostalgia. There are rumors that this game could be making a comeback
to the computer.
I don't know. Probably a video game would be my guess.
Yeah.
Xbox, PlayStation, and the likes. Maybe even Nintendo.
Many are saying Switch in the chat that Pablo was the best player they ever saw.
Yes.
Period.
Yes.
At any level, in any league.
Your dad might say, oh, Mickey Mantle, the best baseball player ever.
Pablo Sanchez
was right. The GOAT. And so this woman, Caitlin Hendricks, her bio just says MLB ambassador. She's got a 100,000 followers on TikTok or something like that. She was snooping around and she uncovered a social media page titled Backyard Sports Official, and it was an Instagram page. It had two posts, including the Backyard Sports logo and then the cartoon glove catching a baseball. And look, anybody can make an account and add a picture to
sure.
it. That doesn't necessarily mean anything, but the sleuths did some digging. And they believe that this page is legit. The LinkedIn page for a guy named Ari Pinchot, he owns the IP, the intellectual property for Backyard Sports. And his LinkedIn includes plans to revive the franchise, not just with baseball, but with several other sports as well. So with, you know, baseball always trying to get more eyes
young
on
eyes
the sports,
yep.
young eyes. This is, you know, the nostalgia. We talked about it earlier with Twisters. And what was that, like 30 years ago that Twister came out? That's all we're doing right now. We're just bringing back. We're hitting that nostalgia. People that were my age, born in 1990, you played this game as a kid. They think, we'll get your money as a 34-year-old adult.
Bobby Bullgreen is on the mound here against Jorge Garcia. It's Giants against the Wombats.
See, now what they really need to bring back are those RBI baseball names that they made up on that. That made it try to sound American, whatever the Japanese program.
RBI was the real guys. wasn't it?
I thought that was, they had some of the fake guys, because I got the list here, like Ray McShriff.
Ray McShriff. We've done this before.
Yeah.
Was that RBI Baseball?
I thought that was RBI Baseball.
I thought it was another one.
Sleeve McDykel. Mike Truk.
Ken Griffey
Baseball Jr. Stars was that one.
Ken Griffey Jr. Slugfest on Nintendo 64 was very good. But Backyard Baseball on the computer was so much fun.
I just
so
never...
So much.
I never... 1997, I was in like one of my three or four colleges. I don't even remember where
what
I was.
What was that?
It's a dark period.
21, 22 years old?
Me?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So yeah, you weren't.
Yeah, no chance. Yeah. I was not sitting at a computer. I promise you.
Thank you, Paul. Hang on, guys. I got to finish this Backyard Baseball game.
Yeah, I was... Yeah, these those names were just a bunch of guys that were super high sitting around making up names.
In Japan, I think.
In Japan, yeah. It was so good.
Well, they would just combine like names of people like Glenn Allen Mixon.
Right.
Was like Glenn Allen Hill, you know? Otis Nixon with an M thrown in there just to mix it up a little bit.
I remember there was one game, I don't remember which brand, if it was EA Sports or something. There was a baseball game that I had on PlayStation or whatever at the time. They didn't have Barry Bonds. They like didn't have his licensing agreement. They had every other player except for Barry Bonds. You could. They had.
Me.
There was a number 25 on the Giants who was 99 everything.
He's really good. Yep.
But it wasn't Barry Bonds.
Bobson Doug Nutt.
Yeah, he's on this list too.
That's great.
Kevin McGilney.
Super mega baseball. All right.
Raul Chamberlain.
Chamberlain
with a G instead of a B.
Oh, and we ran out of time, but apparently everybody's social security number has been hacked and
very
released.
Cool.
So
all right.
I mean,
so it's out there.
There's only so many 10-digit numbers out there. So they're all, I mean, just throw me 10 digits. It's someone's social security
number.
Well,
good luck getting your $300 credit card limit with my social security number. Have fun. Oh, cool. I got a Credit One card for $300.
527-83-04-0013. Nope. I mean, someone's out there.
Would you even know what to do with that?
With somebody's? No. Like, no.
I don't. I've got you now.
Devious mind like that. But again, enjoy my debt. Yeah. That $300 Credit One limit. And
please steal my identity.
Yeah, but if you do, you get it all.
Yeah.
The wife, the kids, the whole thing. You take the whole... If you take it, you're taking all of it. Some other guy sitting in here.
No.
On Monday. Who are you?
I'm Ben Higgins. I just stole his identity. I now have his job. I have his car. I have his family.
If
I have
you're
his
gonna
pets.
If you're going to steal my identity, steal it. Take
it all.
Now that's how you do it. That's the deal. If you're in, you're in 100%.
Get a lot of housework to take care of.
100%.
Laundry. You get a lot of things to do right now.
Two jobs.
Just wait until I'm finished with my staycation. Then go ahead.
Then
you
go.
Can steal it if you want. All right, we have some more tickets to give away to Journey and Def Leppard at Petco Park. That is coming up in our next segment. Stay tuned after traffic here on 97.3 The Fan.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their 6 pools on 3 different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines Gel Flex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Got a little breaking soccer news this morning. According to reports on ESPN, Mauricio Pochettino has agreed to become the new United States national team head coach.
Instead of Greg Berhalter,
who was fired. Yeah, he's the successor to Greg Berhalter. If you don't know Pochettino, he was the coach at Chelsea, but has left the club earlier this year by mutual consent after one season in charge of Chelsea. So Team USA getting the former Chelsea coach Mauricio Pochettino to take over the national team, which is, I mean, he'll have to be the guy going forward for the World Cup coming up in the United States, Mexico, and Canada in 2026. So a lot will be riding on the new coach and the system that he implements and what he can do in the next 2 years to get the team ready for the World Cup.
Now, I will reserve my comments on mostly because I don't know what I'm talking about, but I want to hear what Craig says. If Craig Elston's into it, then I'll.
He will, I'm sure, in their 12 o'clock sports fix will probably have all the headlines and
right.
Have some thoughts on the hiring of this coach. Yeah, I don't know enough about, it was just one season at Chelsea, but, good enough to be a coach in the Premier League. So
is usually, Ted Lasso.
I would take Ted Lasso as the coach of the national team.
It's fair.
You could do a lot worse.
You could do a lot worse than Ted Lasso.
Ted Lasso.
They said the future of Ted Lasso is in Jason Sudeikis' hands. Are we done? I think we're done. I think
I thought it was over.
That's what I thought. But they said it can come back if Jason Sudeikis is into it. And the last season was, whatever. But would you guys want another season? I'd watch it, for sure.
Yeah, I mean, I'd watch it if they made it.
I'd watch it.
I got got the other day. I was scrolling, and there was a movie poster for Netflix's new movie coming out next month called Heisenberg.
Oh.
Starring Bryan Cranston, and the synopsis was he is rushed to the hospital and is on life support and is getting ready for his biggest escape ever.
And he pulls through.
I thought he died at the end
of El Camino.
It's been 10
years.
Yeah,
you're fine. If you haven't seen it, probably weren't going to see it.
It was fake.
It's fake.
Somebody just made it. I'm Googling. I'm like, when does this come out?
That's the worst.
Because they left it, I guess, kind of open to interpretation. So I'm sitting there thinking, okay, I'm in.
It's the worst. That's the worst when they get you like that. Our pal Dominic, one of our tier ones, has arrived. He's in town, lives in Baltimore, and he brought us something today.
These are not famous
put
Amos.
Put them on the... Yeah.
Yeah, what are these?
Which one are you handing over there?
Is that it?
Got it?
Yep. Why do I have to hold this on?
You don't have to.
All right.
Hi, Dominic.
Stop doing whatever you're
doing. What's going on, fellas?
Welcome back to town.
Yeah.
Big Pod Race fan. You were at Petco Park yesterday. You heard our cookie talk.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, earlier. And you brought us something. I've never seen these before. I'm a little nervous. They're called burgers.
B-E-R-G-E-R-S.
From Baltimore, Maryland. And
so they look Jackson like, Merrill's probably heard of these.
Oh, he's had
these before.
Yes,
okay,
yes, they look like moon pies.
So it's like basically a delivery system for ganache.
Oh, okay.
So
I like that.
I do like ganache.
Oh my God!
You trying one right now in the air?
Yeah, right now.
All right.
You might need some milk.
Holy crap. Burger.
Like Jake Burger.
These are unreal, man. These are absolutely incredible.
All right.
Holy cow. They taste like donuts.
I thought it was just...
They taste like VG's chocolate donuts.
I thought it was just crab cakes that were the delicacy of Maryland, but apparently burgers, cookies as well.
It's like a whole thing, yeah.
Mm. Well, quite coincidentally, Dominic has just won the tickets to... No, that's not fair.
How did that happen?
That's not fair. If you want to win the tickets to Def Leppard and Journey at Petco Park, you have to call. I'll be the fourth caller, 833-288-0973. If you want to try calling in, Dominic, you're absolutely available to do that. It's coming up August 30th at Petco Park. Tickets are on sale now at Ticketmaster.com, but you can win a pair right now, 833-288-973, and then we are going to 0973, and then we're going to eat some cookies, and then we're going to come back. We'll have a final segment. We've got a weekend series against the Colorado Rockies coming up for your San Diego Padres, and getting ready for a roundtable in just a few minutes as well. All ahead on San Diego's number one dessert station, 97.3 The Fan. All right, congratulations to...
Miguel.
Miguel won our tickets for the concert coming up on August 30th, Journey and Def Leppard at Petco Park. Everybody else, we will have one more pair to give away tomorrow. Last chance to win this week. Again, you can get your own tickets at Ticketmaster.com. If you want to, we got like 10 minutes after traffic coming up to finish the show. You want to try to get online and talk some Padres baseball, we are certainly willing to do that. 833-288-0973.
We haven't gone out to the phones
it's been a while, to
get the pulse of the fans.
What are you going to say other than...
Things are great.
Things are going really well right now. Don't change a thing. I'm sure Mike Schilt would love to just push a button, freeze this moment in time, and just say, keep pitching like this, keep hitting like this, keep playing defense like this. And you do that... Padres will have a very good chance to go all the way.
Yeah.
But that's not how baseball works.
No, it's not.
They will not hold on to this for the rest of the season. I will tell you that. They're not 19 of 22 is not a sustainable pace going forward for the rest of the year. The question is, can you play well enough to get yourself into the playoffs, hopefully with a good seed, and then after that you just need to win 3 out of 5, 4 out of 7 going forward. And get your way all the way to the end of October.
Yeah,
and the Padres, you know, look, they're most likely going to lose at least one series between now and the end of the year.
Yeah,
that's going to feel like the world is ending.
I mean, it really will. It really will.
They will not finish the season with 20 consecutive series victories. This is not going to happen. Well, are we going to?
Why not?
Because
why not?
I don't think anyone's ever done it. I mean, even the Mariners that year when they won 116 games, they lost some series through the year, didn't they?
Yeah.
I think they waited literally until like September.
It was that. They won a lot of series that year. That's true.
I watched that. I always go back to The Last Dance, and I watched the 72-10 season for the Bulls again. 72 wins out of 82. I mean, anything is possible. And this team, the way they're playing right now, man, I'm certainly not going to count them out of anything miraculous. What they've done a really good job at is avoiding the dreaded five-gamer. You know, the five-gamer where you just
can't have those.
You do feel like the world is ending. You keep that up, man. You keep doing, you know, even close to what you're doing, you're going to be in a really good position.
All right, all the phone lines are blinking, so let's take a couple of calls coming up right after this check of traffic on 97.3 The Fan. All right, let's go out to Chad. Chad, welcome to Ben and Woods on 97.3 The Fan. Good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I'm good. How are you guys?
Good,
thank you.
I've been listening to you guys for a really long time now. Both my dad and I listen all throughout the day between you guys and then Annie and Elston and then, of course, Gwen and Chris. And we, you know, love the whole breakdown of the way that the weekly daytime goes because, I mean, all day long, every day of the week, you've got something fresh to listen to and something, a different unique perspective, and it makes it really nice because I drive delivery, so I'm out on the road all day long every single day, and it gives me something to pay attention to. I hear about all the trades and everything like that. But my question to you guys is, when you're winning so many games in a row and so many games out of a group of games, I myself find that I tend to pay a little bit less attention to the detail because I feel like the pressure's off. So whereas before, when we were around 500 trying to fight for a wild card spot, You're listening to every single second of every single thing you can get your hands on because you want to know, oh, are we going to get there? Are we not? Are we going to do this? Are we not? But now with all these wins, I feel like with the pressure off, we have a little bit more freedom with our time to listen to whatever we want to do or talk about whatever we want to do. Do you agree with that, or how do you feel about that?
Bro, 100%. I mean, this job is we've heard it before, just a little behind the curtain. You guys are cheerleaders. You need the team to win. You need them to win for your ratings and your money. And nope. Nope.
Not at all.
Honestly, the you could believe me or I don't care. The worse they play, the better we do. That's just the fact of the matter. And I don't want that. I don't want to see them. Ratings, I'm happy with if they never lost the game because I don't like to come in here. And what I don't like to do is talk about baseball in a football setting. And I think a lot of people still watch baseball like they're watching the NFL. And it's just, it's not made for that. And so I totally get what you're saying. We start the show every day lately going, well, what else can you say about these guys except they're kicking ass? Like, for example, we have Mike Schilt on tomorrow. I don't have the foggiest idea of what to ask this man tomorrow. Not the foggiest. How's it going? Great. Cool. Fantastic.
I suggest not asking about his bullpen?
I mean, that one, right. But it's so much fun when they're winning. It rips my stomach out when they're in the middle of a 5-game losing streak. It really does.
Chad, I really appreciate it. He kind of Mike Schilted our radio station.
He did.
He did like a shield,
a full rundown.
Yeah, first I listened to the Ben and Woods from 6 to 10, and then it's then Annie Nelson.
Yeah, he got on. Crony hit a 3-run homer,
and then
it.
Gwen and Chris play in the afternoon, play. And you know, I like how they all broke it down. It was very Schilt esque. But I hear it both ways. Obviously, if they lose too much, there is like, okay, I get tired of the same old thing.
Oh, 100%.
The old roller coaster they were on is beautiful for us in the first half of the season.
It really is, but you know, we hate it personally.
Keeps
but
everybody on the edge of their seats the entire way through. But now that we're late in the season, though, there's always something to talk about in terms of the playoff chase, you know, trying to get peak performance at the right time of the year.
Yeah.
How long can you keep this up, keep it sustained? I mean, people panicked about the bullpen usage a couple of days ago. Even when things were going well, you're looking for things that could still then go wrong going forward. So I don't think it ever really ends. I do like hearing people talk about the how well it's going for the Padres, though. I love turning into a national show and hearing them talk about the Padres as a relevant team and how well they're doing. If they got bodied the night before, I don't necessarily want to hear Steve Phillips or, you know, Jeff Passan talking about the Padres and what's going wrong. But I love when they're talking about what's going right with the San Diego Padres. So there's always a mix of everything.
Yeah, I mean, look, and nothing is ever perfect. In any walk of life, you can hit the company record with a quota in sales, but could you have done better? The answer is yes. The answer is always yes. Can the Padres do better than they're doing right now? Yeah, they can. They can. Are there better ways to optimize things? Sure, absolutely. But I feel pretty confident in saying they're thinking about that too. What I don't see from any of these players or management or anything is them kicking back, resting on their laurels. Yeah, where's Tatis? That's a good one. I do want to ask him about the status of Fernando Tatis Jr.
I heard he was in Arizona for a little while.
He was here the other day. I did not see him yesterday. We were down there, Paulie, but I just it is fun to come in and talk about wins, and it's fun to come in and talk about winning streaks. Does it always necessarily mean that you're going to have better ratings when they win? No. The answer is unequivocally no.
No, definitely not.
It's not how it works.
Let's get a couple more in here. Is this Sean? Welcome to Ben and Woods on 97.3 The Fan. Hello, Sean.
Good morning, guys. How are you?
Good. Well, obviously. We're feeling pretty good right now.
I'm feeling great, man.
So it's obviously it's awesome what we're doing, and I called in and talked to Chris yesterday. But I think part of the reason we're doing this, and it goes back to Preller doing such a good job in recruiting and trading, but it also has a lot to do with Preller keeping his hand out of the cookie jar. I think this is the first manager we've had in probably 8 years that didn't have this meddling in what he was doing, and it's very tough to succeed, and I think that's part of what happened. And I think he also changed, I think last year, I think, well, again, for the last 6 years, 7 years, the mentality of everybody wants to win so bad, and they try so hard, but it's always, oh, there's a runner on base, I got to bring him in with a home run, or I got to bring him in with a triple, and then all of a sudden we strike out. And the culture change, let's actually play situation ball, not just talk about it, I think has made a huge difference. And I think bringing in the new batting coach, and more importantly, Preller buying in and trading for Luis Arraez, has made the biggest difference in what this team does on the, I mean, even if you look at the beginning of the season on the offensive side, where was our roller coaster? And all of a sudden, Luis Arraez came in, and the dips got smaller, and now all of a sudden, the dips are gone. And it's because everybody had a living example of, this is what we want to do, guys. Oh, it does work. And so it's just been, I think those are the biggest things that have helped us. And as far as pitching goes, anybody we get, every time we get someone and they say, well, geez, he hasn't been doing good, we got Ruben. Nathan's going to fix him anyway.
Ruby's awesome, man.
So anyway.
Thank you, man. There's a lot of points he made in that call.
Yeah, I mean, and I agree with a lot of them, but I have to point out that less than one month ago, on July 20th, so what is that, 25 days ago? It was a 500 team.
Yeah, man.
Long after Arraez was here, long after Mike Schilt had instituted his new culture and you know, been playing some small ball and doing it all, it led to a 50-50 record.
Yeah.
At that point, the flat average, middle of the road baseball team.
Well,
25 days ago.
I watched.
So what? Why did it all change 25 days ago?
I'll give you the answer right now, and I learned it from, this is not Dodger loving, because we are big Chris Rose fans, but he has his Chris Rose rotation, and Tyler Glasnow, who I used to really, really love. I still think he's a really good interview. Tyler Glasnow was talking about it the other day with Chris Rose, and he said, Chris, it's very easy. We win. And when you win, everything's great. Front office is great. The manager's great. The hitting coach is fantastic. The pitching coach is great. Now, the Dodgers, it's funny. They actually have played like 500 baseball. But look at, they're still in first place. So Tyler Glasnow says, when things start going poorly, everything gets picked apart. Everything.
Don't you feel like last year's Padres team, all they needed to do was win some and everything would have been fixed?
No question about, oh, the chemistry, the this, the that.
I mean, all they needed to do was win. One four-game winning streak at some point, and it would have all been fixed,
yeah.
And they just never could do
never
it.
Never could do it.
But that's what
one extra inning game.
That's what they needed to fix it. You know, just a little run, a week or two of some close wins like this, and everything would have been fine last year. There would have been no Bob Melvin talk. There would have been no Juan Soto talk. Everything would have been fine.
Yeah,
winning. They just never had that. They never were given that chance.
Winning cures literally everything in the organization. People do not lose their minds when you've won 19 of 22.
We heard, you know, AJ and Bob were at loggerheads pretty early on in the relationship, and no one heard anything about it in 2022 when they were going to the NLCS because they were winning. They were winning. So no one hears about those things when they're winning. When they're losing, oh, yeah, you hear about everything.
Yep, you start losing, everything. You start picking at everything, as Jeter says in the chat, man. It is just, it's been awesome. It's been awesome to see. Thanks for the calls, guys.
Yeah, this hour on 97.3 The Fan is brought to you by The Farmer's Dog, fresh, human-grade dog food. From a healthier weight to more energy, when you switch your dog's food to The Farmer's Dog, the effects can feel magical. What sorcery is this? Not at all. It's just real food made for the health of dogs. Get 50% off your first box at thefarmersdog.com/radio. And I timed that perfectly because that music means we are down to our last 30 seconds. We're going to head over to our sound space, join our colleagues, Annie and Elston, Gwen and Chris, and get ready for the weekly Padres Roundtable presented by Roundtable Pizza. It's commercial free, which is great for you. Kind of hell on us, but we will get it done anyway. Coming up next, so don't go anywhere. For Pauly Rondel, for Stephen Woods, for Dominic and his cookies, I'm Ben Higgins. Have a great rest of your Thursday. Talk to you in a couple minutes here on 97.3 The Fan.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps.
and thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at MyBobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not-so-good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at CDC.gov/stopoverdose.
What's better than watching your team win? Winning money while you do it. I'm Jim Costa, and on Cash the Ticket, Mike Valeni and I give you the edge to make every game playable. College football, NFL, we're breaking it all down game by game. Your podcast feed is going to be filled, and you're going to love it. You can click on the games you care about. We do it all. With our analysis, we're finding games that other people aren't talking about. We're turning every Saturday and every Sunday into days where you got a chance to win. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Cash the Ticket with us. Follow Cash the Ticket in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.